Okay. Who's going to take in front this time?
Well, how's about my turn?
How come you don't say you want it, Cliff?
Me? Yeah. I don't mind. I was just waiting for you two to quit your arguing.
Okay, then. You take in front.
Sure.
The car coming up now from behind us.
Okay. Right, Cliff, baby. Off you go. What happened, Cliff, baby? He knocked you down?
He ain't speaking. Looks pretty smashed up.
Ain't that exactly what they wanted? Come on, let's shove out.
Yeah, yeah.
The Sounds of Darkness. Lee Masters, FBI, who wages relentless war against crime. Lee Masters, the blind detective who challenges the Sounds of Darkness.
Larry. Larry.
Carter, he's trying to say something again. What is it, boy? What are you trying to tell us?
Larry, Jersey, knew something.
Knew what?
They knew. Big. The car. Don't always try and knock you down. This one.
This one did. Why?
Why? Jersey.
He's gone. If I had my way, I'd turn every motorbike off the road. I'll have to tell his father.
We'll do that. Poor guy.
This kid? Or his father?
Both.
Musty in here. Windows closed?
Yeah, I'll open them. You want some coffee before I run you back to your apartment?
No, not right now, Johnny. Two a.m. in the morning. Good time to do some thinking. Why was Carter Davidson so interested in the accident?
Why not? Cliff Hurley is a congressman's son.
Was.
Yeah, sure. I guess it was like you told us, Lee. The kid's been around in bad company. Mr. Hurley asked the cops to keep tabs on his son, that's all.
Maybe. All right, let's figure it out.
Well, this time of the morning? Look, there's no case anyway. Carter knew this when he called. He just wanted us in.
Because Cliff Hurley was keeping bad company?
No, because it looked like the kid was knocked off his motorbike by an automobile. Intentional.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what a witness says. But from where he saw it? Three kids on bikes. They chase a car. One goes in front of the car. Cliff stays in front, dodges around. The other two hang around the back of the car. It's a kind of chicken game. Then the car puts on speed. Cliff gets knocked down. Car shoves off. Two other guys on bike shove off.
And Cliff Hurley is left in the ditch, dying. Look, we just did Carter a favor, Zal. The three nuts started chasing a car inside New York State, crossed the line, accident happens in Pennsylvania. Period.
Let's say it was deliberate. Now, why?
Ask me another.
Back there in the hospital an hour ago, the kid said two names, Larry, Jersey.
So, his two buddies. We know this already. They said they panicked and shoved, that's all.
And the car that knocked Cliff Hurley down? Found parked, outskirts of Allentown, deserted.
Okay, so Cliff was killed, murdered. Well, that's a cop job.
If it began in one state and ended in another?
It ended 2 miles outside Allentown, Pennsylvania. That's where the car hit Cliff's bike. Well, who said it started in New York State? Ah, heck, this is small stuff, Lee. I don't know about you, but I'm busy. Now, come on, I'll run you back. Let's go.
Cliff Hurley was a weatherman.
Come again?
A weatherman.
Oh, those nuts. A group of people, nationwide now. Usually the rich, bored, immoral, troublemakers. Allying themselves with any dissident group that rears its head. A nuisance factor more than anything, usually.
Lester Samuelson is speaking for the government in 2 days' time.
The big peace meeting, Allentown? Well, sure, I know. So, good luck to him. He'll need it.
The weathermen will be there, in force.
Lee Masters, so what?
So, this is not just a hit and run, or a murder, maybe. It's more than that.
What is it exactly?
I don't know yet, but I'll figure it out.
What gives?
Shout at me again, boy, and you get a punch.
How do you like that, Larry? A guy protests his rights, and a cop says he'll slap you down. That's what's wrong with this country. You know that.
Look, just don't go giving yourselves ideas. You guys are so stupid you don't know from anything.
You think so, huh? First it started in Vietnam. Then there were civil rights. And now
you're... Shut up! Sit down. Oh, you may not know it, but you could be in trouble, both of you.
Why? Because Cliff gets knocked down accidental?
Oh. Hi, Lee. Johnny, come on in. I want you to meet Jersey Davis and Larry Hickey. Punks, both.
What are you mean?
Now, look here.
All right, all right. Noisy little brats, aren't you? They know, Carter?
Not yet.
Okay, leave it with us.
Sure. You taking over, official?
Uh-huh.
Great. Another 2 minutes with these jerks and I'd have punched them both.
You and your
grandma. Hey, watch it now, son. I've warned you.
All right, cool it, Carter. Okay, we use your office?
Sure.
Oh, boy. Exit one cop.
And enter two FBI.
What'd you say?
You're out of hearing or something? I'm Bridges. This is Lee Masters, FBI.
Oh, so we get the full treatment now, huh? The feds. Hey, Larry, we're famous, man.
Cliff Hurley's dead. He died at 1 a.m. this morning.
How's that?
I guess you must be hard of hearing. Your buddy Cliff is dead.
So, what are you telling us, man?
The truth. You guys call yourselves the Turkeys. Why?
Just a name. Well, maybe because we double up the road, see? Well, sounds kind of stupid now. Are you on the level about Cliff?
Yeah.
I didn't know that would happen.
You knew he was going to get knocked off his motorbike?
I want a lawyer.
Don't be stupid. Okay, you two didn't kill Cliff Hurley, but you helped him be killed.
Yeah, look, mister, it was just, we was told to let him right up front. He'd be knocked down, hurt a little, scared. But no more than that.
Instead, the car kind of bounced over him, injuring him fatally.
Hey, are we in the fix, mister?
Yeah.
If we tell you all we know, will it help?
Yeah.
I mean, can we trust you?
Quit stalling. Talk.
That's the way of it. Jersey gets a call, which threatens to turn him and the turkeys in unless they play ball. They play ball and line Cliff Hurley up for the accident. Yeah, nice buddies to have.
Whoever called them knew he could throw a book at them. Bag charges, a mugging here and there, dope maybe.
So it was someone who knew their mug?
Not necessarily, Johnny. Someone who knew that if he dug deep enough, he could fix their mob. But good.
And what's the address again? Where are we going now?
Upper Hill. Stone Crescent, 4156.
Yeah, I know. I was just checking the number. Up there, but 4156, okay. You think this dame will lead us somewhere?
I hope so. Let's get out.
Cliff's father wasn't very helpful.
No, but he's cut up, deeply cut up. He and his boy just grew apart, is all. Cliff was almost a stranger to him the day he died. Lead off, Johnny.
Now, this is it. A nice place. You think she'll see us?
Why not? Knock, Johnny.
Yeah? You selling something. Beat it.
We're not selling anything, lady. Except our badges, maybe.
You FBI?
Okay, we come in, talk. Like we could bust our way in.
I'm not ashamed of it. It was a long time ago anyway.
Yeah, I should think, you're quite a good looker.
This a proposition?
Quite tall, sensuous mouth, good eyes, good figure. Bit broad, maybe.
Look, what are you giving me? What do you want?
All in good time, Lana. Description fit, Johnny?
Yeah.
Lana, we're on serious business. A murder has been committed. Now, that's not our main concern. There are implications within that murder.
Well, who's been killed? What's it to do with me?
4 years back, you were Congressman Hurley's mistress. That was a year after his wife died. He set you up here in style. Then you broke it off. Or he did. I'm not sure.
Richard is... has been killed?
No. Cliff.
Dad? But I...
When Cliff's father broke with you, he didn't take up with any other dame. He's been living, celibate, kind of. Why?
How was Cliff killed?
Knocked off his motorbike. A car ran over him. He died in hospital.
He wasn't in much pain, Lana.
How'd you know?
Of his death? Or the fact that Cliff Hurley took up with you? That you and Cliff's father broke up because of that?
Richard was too old for me. He knew it. I told him that. It was just for kicks.
But his son?
I loved him. I loved him.
When did you see him last?
Doesn't matter.
When?
2 days ago.
He was a weatherman. You knew this?
Weatherman?
Following the wind, honey. Which way it blows. Now, there's something behind Cliff's killing. In 2 days' time, the Secretary of State, Lester Samuelson, is speaking at Allentown, Pennsylvania, addressing a peace gathering there.
Cliff ran around with a mob, Lana. The turkeys.
I know.
They're small fry, fringe kids. Who else did Cliff go around with? Who would bump him, Lana? Who would bump him for something he knew and was going to talk about, maybe? Something pertaining to Saturday.
I don't know.
Think. For what he was worth to you, think. One day and we're nowhere near it.
Well, we warned the cops. They're bringing out more guys for Allentown tomorrow.
But it may not be that, Johnny. Look, maybe I'm on the wrong tack.
Yeah, pity that dame couldn't help.
Lana. Yeah, I thought she'd know more.
When she knew nothing. It was neat getting onto her like that.
Well, that is not so difficult. You heard Jersey describe a dame Cliff was seen with once or twice. She was described as classy. Well, Lana fitted that description.
I didn't even know Cliff's father had a mistress.
No, it's just a little bit of information tucked away in my mind. But it didn't help.
Yeah.
All right. Let's say it's not the weathermen. Let's say the extra cops at Allentown can cope with any junket they might think up. But Cliff Hurley got bumped.
Unless it was an accident, pure and simple.
How could it have been? That phone call to Jersey Davis, getting him to line it up. Someone who knew things. Powerful.
Cliff's father, maybe? Okay, it's a couple of years later, but revenge is always
no,
sweet.
No, I've thought of that. Someone called Jersey Davis. Now, Davis is tough. Yet he got the pants scared off him. Okay, now, who could throw the book at a bunch like the turkeys?
A cop?
Yeah. A cop or a politician in the know. Or?
Or a hood?
Or a hood. A crook, yeah. Where's the phone?
Sorry, my side. Who are you calling?
Carter Davidson.
Oh, why that guy? We've taken over from the cops.
Allentown Jail. Who's in there now? Big?
Dunno.
Me neither. That's what I'm to find out. Hello. Give me Carter Davidson. Now hurry it.
William B., small-time killer. He fries Sunday morning. No one big in the jail, eh? What gives, anyway?
Just something I was working on. You get that car checked for me?
The one that knocked Cliff Hurley down, killed him? Found outside Allentown?
Yeah. Anything?
Here's a hire car. Hired from Sterney Taxi and hired Dell Avenue Cooper. I seen Sterney. A guy in glasses, tall, well-dressed, hired that auto. Gave the name of Dixon. Seemed on the level.
Which he wasn't.
I meant to call the information through to you.
Forget it. I knew it would be this way. Can Sterney identify him?
Not sure.
Okay. Okay, thanks, Carter. We'll keep with the rest from here on.
No ident on the car?
No, nothing much.
In Allentown Jail?
There's no one worth springing. I still think the weathermen will make a nuisance of themselves there tomorrow, though. Bait the cops or get someone shot.
But we've got that covered. You sure the weathermen had Cliff Hurley bumped?
No. You?
Well, I talked with one or two of the guys Hurley went with, apart from when he strung around with the turkeys. I mean, and nothing from them. They didn't do it.
Sure.
As sure as I can be.
I wonder. It's happened before. This could be just, plain murder, Johnny.
So throw it back at Carter?
No, we'll see it through. Get the evidence, give it to him to prosecute.
Like all good FBI boys, huh? No?
Call Jersey Davis and Larry Hickey. Get them here.
Why?
I'll tell you when they're on their way.
Can you beat it, huh? Me working for the cops.
I'll see you get a suspended sentence.
Okay. So now, we drive up to the guy's house. That is Cliff's dad's place, huh?
Yeah. You and Larry here. You stooge around. But watch.
Uh-huh.
Tell me who goes in there between half an hour from now and 2 hours from now.
Okay. Then we come back here, report.
Yeah. Now beat it, both of you.
All right. You're taking a chance on us, you know that.
Sure. You make it pay off for your own sakes.
Okay. Right. See you, Mr. Mathis.
Okay, Johnny, make that call. You got the number?
Uh-huh. Yeah, hello? This is a friend. I want to tell you you're in trouble. No, don't interrupt. Those cops, the two FBI guys, they're under you. You better move it if you want to clear. So, I just phoned Cliff Hurley's killer, huh?
Yeah. You like it?
Bridges?
Johnny, calling from Allentown. A group of no goodniks came along, five cars. Started a rumpus in front of the jail. We got them. All well-to-do, young kids, all inside now. Must be those weathermen Lee said about.
Yeah, thanks, Carter.
Are you any closer on the killing?
We might be. I put this phone down.
How's that again?
I'll tell you later. Thanks for calling.
No, but...
Carter Davidson, weathermen at Allentown. They got the lot. No trouble.
Okay. Two hours gone?
1 hour, 55 minutes.
I guess our killer is bringing in the other party. The guy that drove the car over Cliff Hurley. That must be the delay.
If you're right.
Answer it, Johnny.
Behind a couple of trees.
Hey, hi there, you two. Hey, Mr. Masters, do you know who's in that house?
Okay, Jersey. Don't tell us who's in that house.
Just below the window. The door's to the left, Lee.
Okay.
I still find it very hard to believe, Lana, that you could have... We could have talked about it. I could have talked to my son.
No, he was... He wanted to break us up again. I told him that you wanted me back. That you wanted to marry me. He said he wouldn't have that, ever.
And he said he'd kill you first?
Yeah. It's true. I swear it. I asked Harry to call the gang.
That's why she gets me to do the job for her, Mr. Hurley. To scare your kid, to knock him off the motorbike. Hurt him a bit. He'd know why he was being hurt, you see.
Instead, you killed my son.
It was an accident, sir. He swerved back into the car. An accident. You can't prove otherwise. Well, now I'm shoving.
You killed him. Both of you killed my boy, Cliff.
There's no point in shouting like that. What's done is done. I brought Harry along to explain things. I'm sorry it happened that way.
Sorry. Now, both of you stay here. I'm calling the police.
Now, wait a minute.
Lana! And I won't have you run in. I'll give you a chance to run, quit the country or something. But you, whatever your name is...
You're not going to have that phone. I've got this gun.
Hey,
please.
Wait a minute.
Okay, Johnny, let's go in.
Must be a bit to our right, Lee. Another door.
Hey, wait a second.
FBI, drop that gun.
Why are you...
He shot firstly. Missed. I think he's bought it.
Who are you two?
FBI. Lana here knows us, huh? Why didn't you level with us, Lana? That you contrived Cliff Hurley's accident.
What are you going to do?
Turn this over to the courts, naturally. Let them make a finding. You can still marry Lana, if you want to, in the pen. Okay, Johnny, let's go.
You have been listening to The Sounds of Darkness. Join the world of Lee Masters, the blind detective, next Tuesday and every Tuesday night at 7:30 in The Sounds of Darkness. The Sounds of Darkness is produced by Harry van Veek.